Hello and welcome. I'm Colin Del Moro, and for my first episode, I want to interview one of my biggest inspirations, my mom. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, Colin. I'm your mom, Nicole Del Moro, and I had started a business before you were born, and it was called City Bark, and it was a doggy daycare and boarding business that was based out of Denver, Colorado.
All right. Well, if you're ready, let's get into it.
All right.
What were you doing before you became an entrepreneur?
I was a certified public accountant, and I had started out in working for one of the big public accounting firms, but right before I had gone to work for one of my clients as a corporate controller.
And what company was that at?
It was called Affordable ARC, Affordable Residential Communities.
And could you give us a brief description of your former company and business model?
Well, the company that I started was called City Bark. It was a doggy daycare and boarding business. We also boarded cats. And over the time that I owned City Bark, we grew it to 4 different locations and took care of about 100,000 or more visitors a year.
All right. What was your first major breakthrough moment?
My first breakthrough moment was, I would say, the first month that we broke even.
And how long into your business did that take, or into your journey?
It was about 6 months in, and that was the first time that when I paid my employees, it wasn't coming out of my savings account, which was at the time getting dangerously low.
And how did you handle negative reviews or unhappy customers, especially in the early days?
Well, that's definitely hard. It's hard to get negative feedback. And, I took those reviews personally, but I also took them to heart and tried to learn from each and every one of them, tried to find something that I could do to make the business stronger and better. I also didn't, as much as I wanted to, I didn't avoid the reviews. I, would speak directly with the customer. I would, give them a call if it was online. And actually, now that I think back, when I first started my business, there was no such thing as online reviews. This was before. Mm-hmm. All of that kind of came out in the first couple of years. But at any rate, the point being is that I always talked to the customers. I always listened to them. If there was something I could do to make the situation right, I would. Sometimes it was as simple as, hey, I agree. We messed up. I'm so sorry. Would you give us another chance? Here's a free boarding stay on us.
And what strategies would you say worked best when growing your business?
In the early days, all along it was word of mouth. And in the early days, I didn't have a lot of customers to spread the good word. So I did a lot of grassroots marketing. I would go to dog parks and pass out flyers and, introduce myself. I had booths at different local festivals. I established relationships with veterinarians in the community and, people like that.
And how did that change as your business grew?
To be honest, I did some paid advertising, but I really didn't have to do a lot. The vast majority of our growth was through word of mouth.
Hmm. And so building off that, how important was networking for you when building your business?
Networking was huge. I really did have a good relationship with a lot of the local veterinarians. And, when you've got your furry baby, one of the people that you trust the most is your veterinarian, and you're going out of town, you need to board your dog, or your dog barks when you're at work, what are you going to do? You're going to, get kicked out of your apartment. Those veterinarians would refer us, because they knew that we always had the dog's best interests at heart.
All right. And if you had to start over from scratch, what would you do differently?
I think the biggest thing I would do is I had a hard time really trusting others to run the day-to-day. And what I mean by that is, I went at 4 locations. I could still visit each location at least once a week and make sure the staff were trained properly, make sure that the dogs were getting the quality of care that they needed. I still did all of the training of the managers and the boarding technicians myself. So I think what I would do differently is I would trust more my upper level managers and also probably hire more upper level management so that I could have continued to grow the business and maybe taken a little bit of a step back.
Right. And so what do you think motivated you most when things were getting tough?
I mean, a big motivation was that, well, one, I mean, I really did love the dogs and I really wanted us to do what was best for them. And I know that that's what we did, is we really tried to give the best quality of care. And I enjoyed it most of the time, but yeah, sometimes things just were tough and, you know, you just got to push on. I mean, work can be tough.
Mm-hmm. All right. How did you choose to name your business?
Well, my business was a play on the big park in Denver called City Park. And our whole business model was a fun place for the dogs to just be dogs. So we had swimming pools and we had hills and tunnels area. And so that was why we used that play on the name City Park. I don't know if you know this, but we originally had a different name, but it turned out it was trademarked and we had to change our name. So.
And what was that original name?
That was Central Bark. So that was a play on Central Park in New York. Yeah. Right. So then we took it more local.
Mm-hmm. And how did you manage your work-life balance, especially in like the beginning?
I didn't have a lot of work-life balance. I was at work in the 6 o'clock hour, and I usually got home after the last training class around 9:30 at night. Luckily, I didn't have any children yet. But when you start a new business, it's something you better be really passionate about because you're going to spend a lot of time there. Now, obviously, over the years, I did have a much better work-life balance, as you know.
And did you always know you wanted to start your business, or was it something that developed over time?
I think in hindsight, I probably always had a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. Your grandfather, my dad, had his own business, totally different industry. He had a manufacturing business. And when I went to college and I made the decision to study business, I think I always had it in the back of my mind that I would go into business with my dad for various reasons that didn't work out. And, you know, after having my career in accounting, which I liked, I knew that there was something a little bit more that I wanted to do. And I really loved animals. And so I decided to combine those two things together, try it on my own.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say the toughest decision you had to make while being a business owner was?
I mean, my toughest decision was whether or not I wanted to sell my business. Did I want to keep doing it, or did I want to sell?
And what did you decide on and why?
Well, ultimately, I decided to sell. It was a lot of work, and at the time that I sold, I had 4 children, you being my youngest, and I really wanted to have more time home with you and your siblings, and I mean, I got a pretty good offer, so I decided to go ahead and move forward with the sale.
And what year was that in?
That was in 2017, so after I'd had the business for a little over 15 years.
Wow. And what was your strategy for pricing your products or services when you were still the business owner?
Yeah, so I never wanted to compete on price. In fact, what I used to tell all of my employees is that, and I learned this somewhere, that there were 3 ways that a company can compete. That would be, one of those was price, one of those was service, and one of those was, now I'm forgetting the third one, price, service,
product,
innovation. And I'm sure, you know, there's other schools of thought out there, but that was what I had been trained on. And what I told them was, we're not competing on price. Because I understood that you can't compete in all 3. You can't be the lowest cost provider and be innovative and provide the highest customer service. You know, that's just, those things don't work together. So we weren't competing on price. We were going to compete on quality of service. That was absolutely number one. And number two is innovation. We were, I believe, the first doggy daycare in Colorado that had the swimming pools and the hills and tunnels. and the flexible daycare boarding schedule that we had.
And did you have like any moments of doubt when starting your business, and how'd you overcome them?
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, we, you know, use all of the equity in our house and all of our savings to start the business. So that's pretty scary. So, you know, that was a moment of doubt. And then, you know, there were times when, I mean, things didn't go well and an animal, you know, a dog might have gotten hurt, and those things, you know, really broke my heart, and those were really tough.
And what advice would you give to someone like me who's thinking about starting their own business?
I think you need to start something that you're very passionate about, because it's going to take a lot of work, and you need to believe in your mission, because at times you might doubt it. So you need to really believe in it, and you need to work hard, and you need to have a lot of grit and perseverance. And if you do, I believe you'll be successful.
All right. Well, that was our last question. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you very much, and good luck if you decide to start this business.
All right, well, we'll see you guys in the next episode.